thousand years, a million years or more, I'll look upon the crystal sea and walk along the shore. And when mine eyes have drank their fill of all the beauty rare, I'll join the throng that marches on
that golden shore, and praise Him more and more. A thousand years, 10,000 years, a million years or more.
And as we march in unison, we'll sing redemption song. That earthly grave is empty now, the victory is won. Our hearts will never break again, our tears will all be poured. A thousand years, 10,000 years, a million years or more,
we'll join again those precious friends that left us long before. Our voices ring in highest praise all over heaven's shore. And one by one we'll lay our crown before the throne, and then the coronation has begun. The King is coming in. We'll sing upon that golden shore and praise Him o'er and o'er. A thousand years, 10,000 years, a million years or more.
Hello, today, once again, we're going to be reading John chapter 5 and verse number 43. Here we find that the Lord Jesus said this, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Heavenly Father, I pray as we bring this message today that You will speak to me and speak through me. Help me to say every word that needs to be said. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we want to bring the seventh part of the message entitled The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. The counterfeit Christ in relation to His name. But before that we proceed, there are some things that we need to say by way of review to bring us up to the place where we left off on the broadcast last week. My friend, the Word of God declares that the rapture of the saints of God is the next event on God's prophetic calendar. Then following the removal of the saints, Daniel's 70th week will begin. And it is at this time that the Antichrist will be revealed. Now listen, my friend, the devil is a counterfeiter. And the Antichrist will be the devil's counterfeit Christ. Oh, yes. The Antichrist will be the devil's masterpiece. The devil's masterpiece of deception and opposition to God. Most certainly he will. This false Christ will counterfeit the true Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, in at least 22 different ways. And one way in which he is going to counterfeit Jesus Christ is in relation to his name. My friend, just as the Lord Jesus Christ has a compound name as is set forth in the Scriptures, the counterfeit Christ likewise has a compound name presented in the Bible. Now, during this series, we are going to point out the names and titles applied to the Antichrist in the Scriptures. We are not going to go into detail and say a lot about each of these. For in connection with each of these names and titles, an in-car message could be preached. Therefore, we are just going to point out these various names and titles and say very little about each, leaving it to the listener to read and study for theirself the particular passages where these names and titles are found. In the weeks prior to this, we have already set forth the names and titles applied to the Antichrist in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms. Therefore, at this time, we want to begin to point out the names and titles of the Antichrist as given by the prophets. By the prophets. But just before I do, I want to say this. In the books of the prophets, the names and titles applied to the Antichrist are numerous. They are numerous. And my friend, this is not to be wondered at, for it is in these books more than anywhere else that we learn more and have the fullest information concerning end time events, as well as the future of both Israel and the Gentiles. And it is because of this that in the books of the prophets, the names and titles of the Antichrist are numerous. They are numerous. At this time, I want to direct your attention to the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter number 10, the Antichrist is referred to as the Assyrian. The Assyrian. My friend, if you will read and study Isaiah chapter number 10, you will find that what is said in verses 5, 12, and 20 make it very clear that this passage speaks of end time events. Now notice Isaiah chapter 10 and verse number 5. Here we find that the Word of God says this, "O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation." Notice verse number 12. Here the Word of God says, "Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks." My friend, here in this passage of Scripture, the Antichrist is called the Assyrian. The Assyrian. At this time, I want to move on to Isaiah chapter 14. In Isaiah chapter 14, and in verses 1 through 4, the Word of God says this, "For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel. and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. My friend, here in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 4, the Antichrist is called the King of Babylon. The King of Babylon. Oh, yes. My friend, if you will study the Scriptures, you will find that the Antichrist is mentioned in connection with three prominent cities. And one of these is Babylon, the king of Babylon. At this time, I want to move on to Isaiah chapter 16. In Isaiah chapter 16, and in verses 1 through 4, the Word of God says this, send ye the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion, for it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth. Let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab. Be thou a covert to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceaseth. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. My friend, here in Isaiah chapter 16 and verse number 4, the Antichrist is called the spoiler. The spoiler. Oh, yes. And my friend, this sets him in contrast to Jesus Christ, who is the great restorer. The great restorer. Psalm chapter 69 and verse number 4. So we find that here, in this verse, the Antichrist is called the spoiler. But not only that, here in this same verse, the Antichrist is also called the extortioner. The extortioner. Notice once again the latter part of verse number 4. For the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceaseth. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. By saying, here the Antichrist is also called the extortioner. The extortioner. Now, at this time, I want to say this. Here in the latter part of verse number 4, the destruction of the Antichrist is referred to. Here we find that the Word of God says, for the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceaseth. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. My friend, the latter part of this verse refers to the destruction of the Antichrist. Now listen, it should be noted that this verse, that being Isaiah 16:4, this verse in which the destruction of the Antichrist is referred to comes immediately before verse number 5, where we read of the throne being established. A reference, of course, to the millennial kingdom. Here in Isaiah chapter 16 and in verse number 5, the Word of God says this, "And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth, in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness." My friend, here we find that this verse refers to the beginning of the millennial kingdom. Now listen, these two things, the destruction of the Antichrist and the beginning of the millennial kingdom, synchronize. These two things synchronize. For the Word of God makes it very clear that the Antichrist will be destroyed when Jesus Christ comes back at the end of the tribulation period in the Revelation to set up the kingdom. Oh yes, it will be at that time that the Antichrist will be destroyed. At this time, I want to move on to Isaiah chapter 25. In Isaiah chapter 25, and in verses 1 through 5, the Word of God says this, "O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name. For Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For Thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defenced city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify Thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear Thee. For Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The breach of the terrible ones shall be brought low." My friend, notice carefully the last part of verse number 5. Here the Word of God says, "The breach of the terrible ones shall be brought low." My friend, here the Antichrist is called the breach of the terrible ones. The breach of the terrible ones. And my friend, this sets him in contrast to Jesus Christ. For in the Scriptures, Jesus Christ is called the branch of the Lord. Jesus Christ is called the branch of the Lord. While here in this verse, the Antichrist is called the branch of the terrible ones. The branch of the terrible ones. At this time, I want to move on to Ezekiel chapter 21. In Ezekiel chapter 21, and in verses 25 through 27, the Word of God says this, "And thou, profaned wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come, when iniquity shall have an end, thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem, and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him." My friend, here in the first part of verse number 25, the Antichrist is called the profane and wicked prince of Israel. The profane and wicked prince of Israel. At this time, I want to move on to Ezekiel chapter 28. In Ezekiel chapter 28, and in verses 1 and 2, the Word of God says this, "The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, Because thine heart is lifted up. And thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man and not God. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Here we find that in Ezekiel chapter 28 and in verse number 2, the Antichrist is called the Prince of Tyre. The Prince of Tyre. At this time, I want to move on to the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 7 and in verse number 8, the Word of God says this, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now listen, my friend, the book of Daniel tells us much concerning the Antichrist. And we find that here, in Daniel chapter 7 and in verse number 8, we are introduced to the Antichrist in this particular book. That being the book of Daniel. Here in this verse, the Antichrist is called the little horn. The little horn. At this time, I want to move on to Daniel chapter 8. In Daniel chapter 8 and in verse number 23, the Word of God says this, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the fall, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. My friend, here in this verse, the Antichrist is called the King of Fierce Countenance. The King of Fierce Countenance. At this time, I want to move on to Daniel chapter number 9. In Daniel chapter 9 and in verse number 26, the Word of God says this, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. My friend, here in Daniel 9:26, the Antichrist is called the Prince that shall come. The Prince that shall come. At this time, I want to move on to Daniel chapter number 11. In Daniel chapter 11 and in verse number 36, the Word of God says this, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. My friend, here in Daniel 11:36, the Antichrist is called the willful king. The willful king. Oh, yes. At this time, I want to move on to Habakkuk chapter 2. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verses 4 and 5, the Word of God says this, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hail, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. My friend, here in Habakkuk chapter 2, the Antichrist is called the proud man. The proud man. Now that's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, The Counterfeit Christ in relation to his name. You listen to the broadcast next week, and if the Lord allows, we will bring the eighth part of this message. But in closing today, I want to say this. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know the true Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been born again? Have you been saved by the grace of God? My friend, if not, you are lost and on your way to hell. If you're listening to this broadcast today and you are lost, I'd ask you right now to bow your head and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon God and ask Him to save you. And He will, and you'll know it. Thank you.
I have read how He said, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place. Streets of gold, it's of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
You've been listening to the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Join us again next week for the Back to Calvary program.
Forever thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.